שולעים מלאכי השולעים מלאכי השולעים מלאכי עליון היי ממלך מלכי המלוכים קודש ברוך הוא. Now listen to me, beautiful friends. Everybody is asking Friday night, when we greet the holy angels. We greet them and we say, please bless us. Why, right after we say, it says, Heavenly Sholeim. Tell them, leave in peace. Why do we tell them to leave? And I'm sure that endless, infinite answers. Let me tell you my answer right now. Every Friday night, you and I, my children, your children, we think of the Yidden in Russia, we think of the Yidden in all the places where they cannot leave for the Holy Land. So we tell the angels, please go to Russia, please go to Siberia. Take the Yidden out from where they are. And we bless you, Russian brothers and sisters. Tzeinschen Lesholai. Please leave where you are with great peace. And come to Yerushalayim. Tzeinschen Lesholai. Malache Sholai Malache Sholai Malache Yelion. You know, my beautiful friends, there's only one who can do that great miracle. Mimelech, only he, the only one, Malche Amlochim, Kodash, Baruch Hu. You know, my beautiful brothers and sisters in Russia, maybe you think that we need, that you need us. Yes, maybe you do a little bit. But Gaval, do we need you? Gaval, do we need you? You are the teachers of our generation. You are the real rabbis. We have very big rabbis, great rabbis, they're teaching us words. But the inside of the inside, the fire of all fires. You know, my dear brothers and brothers in Russia, sisters in Russia, holy has words. You know, when Aaron the high priest walked into the Holy of Holiest, he didn't utter one word. Because the Holy of Holiest has no words. Maybe doesn't even know the words. You're the Holy of Holiest of our generation. Maybe you can't even read Hebrew. Maybe you don't know the Aleph. But Givalda, you're holy, you're the holy of holiest. I want to tell you something, my dearest brothers and sisters. For 2,000 years, we were giving our life to remain Jews. But there was never a generation who gave their lives just to go to the Holy Land. You are the ones, before Mashiach is coming, you are giving your lives, your souls, to have the privilege of going to the Holy Land. And I'm sure we have the Holy Land only because of you. So we bless you one more time. Please come to Yerushalayim fast. Ba'ayachem Sholayim Malachem Sholayim Malachem Sholayim Malachem my beautiful friends here in Toronto, and my beautiful brothers and sisters in Russia, wherever you are, and all the countries where it's so hard to be full of joy. I want you to know our father of all, Abraham, taught us how to love God. Yitzhak taught us how to stand in awe before God. He taught us everything counts, every minute, every second. Yaakov taught us how beautiful it is to be a Jew. But David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. King David taught us how never to give up, but always to be besimcha, full of joy, because God's help will reach you wherever you are in the next second. La 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 la.
All right, that's Shlomo Carlebach, legendary Shlomo Carlebach live at concert for the Jews of Russia. And it was Essa Einai. And I'm going to share with you something from the 17th Yahrzeit of Reb Shlomo Carlebach from Kol Chevra, this book that's put out, of stories. And this is called Miracles, Oh, How We Never Know, Shal and Shana Liba Yudelman. On Erev Tu B'Shvat 5771, seemed like a normal day. 6 months of pregnancy, no more nausea, no more pains, just being a young couple and looking forward. I wouldn't even say we really started nesting yet. Shana headed off to a long-awaited first day of Olpan, and that's where you learn Hebrew fast, and I sat at home working on the computer, putting off preparing a shiur, a speech for a Chag HaIlanot. When Shana got home, she said she had been feeling some cramps and called Judy Brooke to see if there's what to do about them. A few minutes later, we were driving to Yerushalayim. After some time, we found ourselves stuck in traffic. Oh, you holy builders of Jerusalem, en route to Bikur Cholim Hospital. Less than 15 minutes after our emergency arrival, I saw a man run down the hall, and Judy Brote told me, "That's your baby. Follow him." Yes, our baby came down to this world at 6 months. It was all so much in so little time. It felt like we had just finished Sheva Brachot, and there I was davening through the walls of Bikur Cholim, asking Hashem, what on earth is going on? Just a week earlier, we questioned whether we should start to think about names for the baby and decided we couldn't do that until we met him or her in a few months, because how could we know? Our amazing chevra, our community, from those first hours and on through the next 3 months, and Baruch Hashem, a lifetime to come, were by our sides. Close friends quickly showed up at the hospital. Zev sent word across the seas to our families, all seven seas, actually, and the whirlwind kept swirling. Roz told me that it's probably right to give our little Babalech a name ASAP so she has a stronger place in this world. I don't think I'd felt that much Yirah Hashem to bring down the name for our little neshama's life in this world. Standing by Shana in the ward that night, I was a little too woozy to think straight, or forward at least. The doctors let me go in to see the little tiny baby holding what must be such an enormous neshama. Who else would beg so hard to jump into this world? We think the sap is just starting to rise, but maybe the fruits are already falling. The next morning, I went to Davin to pray in Maskeret Moshe. It was Yom Chamishi, Thursday, Torah reading day, and I felt the urgency to hear the voice. But that's not how it works. After thinking a bit, I told Hashem, this is ridiculous, and I just davened, prayed. May the name find its way to me. Kirat HaTorah caught me still davening, half avoiding facing the unknown. But by the end of Shacharit, the light was starting to sparkle. Netz, the first light shining into this world. I opened up Likutei Moharan to see what Rabbi Nachman would show me, and the most unbelievable teaching appears. To everything there is a time, Rabbi Nachman quoted from Pirkei Avot, and in each thing in this world there are sparks, nitzutziot, of light, that fell there at the creation of the world. Particular things arrive to particular people at just the right time to bring the completion between the sparks in us and the sparks in those things around us. I'm a big chassid of two-letter roots in Hebrew, and Nun and Sadi were clearly revealing themselves. Also, with the birth of our daughter, I had learned a new word in Hebrew, pag, meaning premature baby in modern Hebrew, and baby, fig, in Lashon HaKodesh. Pag, I knew that word from somewhere. Shir HaShirim, Hateta ana chanta pagecha, the opening second parak of Shir HaShirim. I mamash found my prayer in a huge revelation reading it that morning. The rains have passed and turned on. Tu B'Shvat, according to Beit Hillel, is when most of the rains have fallen. And ha nitzavim niru ba'aretz, the first shoots appeared in the land. Clearly Hashem has sent us our first growth in the land. When I got back to Shana's bed that morning, smiling with this name, she had her message too, Tova, for her Satva Tobi. Off I went to find my second Torah reading of the morning. When I won the bid for the last Aliyah and the last minion in Zichron Moshe, Zichut Shlomo Katz, the Torah sang back, Vayicha Yitro al kol hatova. And Yitro got goosebumps over all the good. For 3 intense months, we were in the basement of Bikur Cholim, surrounded by the most incredible nurses, doctors, family, and friends, singing our Rebbe, Reb Shlomo's Nigun, to Nitzanya Tova. Let us hear your voice, for your voice is so sweet, and you are so beautiful. Now, as she is almost 7 months old, giggling and cooing at us all the time, Shana Liba and I want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you so much to all our holy chevra around the world who davened, danced, fed, housed, clothed, and loved us. May we be blessed to keep seeing our chevra shine and support this world and daven forth the next generations. So beautiful. All right, so thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that was Etan Katz, Kreshka from Etan Katz Unplugged. Okay. Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before. A devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Well, that's the whole idea, isn't it? You have to be prepared. All right. Hopefully we don't have to deal with that. But, you know, that terrible thing that happened in Baltimore, that ship making that span bridge come crashing down. I mean, who could have known about that? Just unbelievable. Prayers go out to all those families that are dealing with that aftermath. And hopefully the Congress will send the proper funds that they need right away to deal with everything. I don't know. It's just the world is really crazy. So much going on. You have to hold on to the good that you see around you and the good that you create. That's what we really have to do. All right, so we're going to go to Laser Lloyd from World Fallen, how appropriate, from his CD Lost on the Highway here at WMFO. Listening to The Voicemobile, I'm your host, Joyce The Voice.
Calling out to you. Feel like the world is falling down and I don't know what to do. Lord, hear me calling. World falling on me. I don't know what to do, Lord, and I don't know who to be. Sometimes I feel like a sinner, sometimes I feel like a saint. Sometimes I feel like I'm living, Lord, and sometimes I feel like I ain't. Lord, hear me calling, world falling on me. No, I don't know what to do, Lord, and I don't know who to be. Travel across the rivers, travel across the seas. Hang out with the preachers, or maybe it was the thieves. Hang out with the prophets, some people call them fools. I don't know who is winning here, Lord, and who is gonna lose. Lord, hear me calling, world falling on me. No, I don't know what to do, Lord, and I don't know who to be. Jealous of all them people, notice what to do. They don't ask too many questions, they're just following the rules. Lord, hear me calling, word falling on me. No, I don't know what to do, Lord, and I don't know who to be. Oh, Lord, hear me calling, I'm calling out to you. Oh, Lord, hear me calling, yeah, calling out to you.
Reciba. Si porque te quiero quieres, llorona, que yo la muerte reciba.
De mí, llorona, llorona.
sandalias del templo un día llorona, cuando al pasar yo te vi, salías del templo un día llorona, cuando al pasar yo te vi, hermoso huipil llevabas llorona, que la Virgen te creí, hermoso huipil. Dejaré de quererte, y aunque la vida me cueste llorona, no dejaré de quererte. Ay.
Broken light which dance before me like a million eyes that call me on. To the lost and found, my heart won't listen, never does, never will. I will stop loving crazy when my heart stands still. Smoke's rising from my backyard fire, the world's gone haywire, haywire. Smoke's rising from my backyard fire, the world's gone haywire, haywire.
Yeah. nunyo iye njarabi kele na mirimani.
Oh,
Wow, that's so beautiful. That's Elizabeth Rayon Bennett. The CD is called Song of the True Hand. And we were listening to Matsukaze 2, which is Pine Wind. She is quite masterful with this wooden flute, this traditional flute. And this was recorded in 2006. I saw her perform here at Tufts, and I was kind of blown away. All right, so a few more minutes left. Let's see. We listened to Rocky and the Cavemen. That was a song called Jordan. The CD is called Jordan, and the song was Shashkin, Rocky and the Cavemen. And I did a percussion workshop with her years back when I went on a retreat, and it was fabulous. Lenny Stern, before that, Smoke's Rising from Sabel Belba. And before that, Annie Minogue from a release called Between the Worlds, Across the Universe. It's a John Lennon, Paul McCartney composition. Lila Downs before that, La Leora, featuring Gabriel Hernandez and Augustin Bernal, I think it is. And her CD is called Border. on Capitol Records. Just gorgeous voice. Then Laser Lloyd before that. Lost on the Highway is the name of that CD. And World Fallen. So we're going to go out with something from the Adan Rachel Project. Rov HaShaot, Within My Walls. And it means Most of the Hours. Okay.
שנותר לבסוף מהשבר ברוב המקרים נותרה שתיקה ברוב הבריחות ופרצי הזעם אני זוכר מה שבוע קרה ברוב הרוחות וסופות הגשם בסוף היום חזרה חזרה ברוב השירים עוד זוכר את פניה נוגות לא נוגות ודימה של שתיקה ברוב הדמעות השתקפו את החדר כמו גוזר על חייה למות במיטה יש ימים שנשארו והם רבים והם שאלה ויש שעות שמלאות כולם בריח שלה ורוב הזמן הייתה נשארת ושלא שנותר לבסוף מהשבר ברוב המקרים נותרה שתיקה ברוב הבריחות ופרצי הזעם אני זוכר מה שבוע קרה ברוב הרוחות וסופות הגשם בסוף היום חזרה חזרה ברוב השירים עוד זוכר את פניה נוגות לא נוגות בדימה של שתיקה ברוב הדמעות השתקפו את החיים